and be nearby, he and another large farmer in that area, Jeremiah and a Miss that with a on the original survey shows that owned quite a large farm. So he went into this log cabin until he built another home and acquired several hundred acres of land there in sections 1 and 2 of 1814 and section 35, 1714. And there's where all of my people, of course, were born and grew up, and even where I was born on part of this land that he had acquired from the state, well, federal government and the state government there. So there was a large number of his descendants there. He only lived, though, until 1862. It was about a year after the war began. They ran short of salt in that immediate area, and he took some of the slaves from each of the other farms there and went down into a spring that he had heard of or knew about in Louisiana and took vessels and equipment to evaporate the salt for all of those farms in that area. And he was the only white person in the group. While he was there, contracted some fever, and when the Negro slaves returned with him, he was delirious. He was never regained conscious, fact, a story told to me, and died that later that afternoon. That was in the fall of 1862.
Your grandfather?
My great-grandfather. Yes. Of course, my mother's people, my grandfather, Pascal C., came from Philadelphia, Mississippi. Following the war, all of his brothers went to the war. He, being the youngest one, remained home with his mother. One of the boys returned, and friction developed, it seems, and about that time, Douglas D., who was my great-grandfather, was a Baptist minister. He came through and was on his way to Texas. So he fell in love with my grandmother, Mary Elizabeth, and followed them, and they were married in Texas. And after living out there for a few years, they had two or three droughts. It was very dry, and they returned around 1870 back here to Union County. And of course, he was a minister here, and at that time, of course, Old Hillsboro was one of the largest villages or communities in the county, and he was pastor of that church for a number of years and other churches in the county. But he then later returned, went back to Alabama, and we lost track. I couldn't give you any of the other facts about him.
It's your grandfather.
That was my